And I just dedicate this shiur to Le'ilah Nishmah, Yishai, Ben Hadassah, Esther, Batya, Ben, Hadassah, Esther, Batya, Ben, Avram. It's my nephew who was killed in a road accident, 9 years old, 15 years ago. So this shiur is very, very relevant and should be in Nishmasi.
Could you make another
question as well? Avram Ben Avram. Okay. We work through this parasha. There's a very, very interesting, a very, very phenomenal mitzvah that does not fit the regular parameters, does not fit the normal dinim of every other mitzvah in the Torah. It seems unique in a way that is far, far more extreme than one would expect anywhere else. Far, far more extreme. And that is, at the end of this week's parasha, Parshas Masei, we have the mitzvah of our Ir Miklot. And the Ir Miklot is discussed, we all know, it's a personal case where a person killed b'shoigeg. He killed somebody b'shoigeg. He was innocently bring his sukkah, he was innocently cutting down the tree, and the hammerhead fell off, and he killed somebody. And this person is chayiv to go to Ir Miklot. So let's understand exactly what is going on over here, and how the dinim of Ir Miklot are different to any other dinim. First of all, this person was considered a shoigeg. The person was a shoigeg. His valam not amazed. He had no intention to do so. If he's amazed, Ir Miklot won't help him. If you go to the Ir Miklot and he runs it, he'll take him to be killed. So he's not amazed. He's a shoigeg. Now normally, shoigeg is a blanket din. If a person does a shoigeg on Shabbos, if it's korov l'amazed or korov l'oines, if it's almost closer to being intentional or closer to being unintentional against his will, a shoigeg is a shoigeg. Yeah? Unintentional is unintentional. We don't differentiate between the different levels of shoigeg. By the halachas of the Ir Miklot, it's very different. The halacha is, if a person is a shoigeg, which is close to a mazid, in other words, it was accidental, but it was very careless, to the extent to be close to a mazid, then the halacha is, even if he goes to Ir Miklot, it doesn't help him. And the halacha is that they could kill him, or there's a whatever. It doesn't help him. Ir Miklot doesn't help him. If he's korav la'ines, it really, really was beyond his control, then he doesn't even have to go to Ir Miklot. It's all brought down the halachos and Rambam and Gemara. Here is very defined, and that is something which is unique. It's unique by Ir Miklot that the way he did the shoigeg is different to the shoigeg that is discussed by Shabbos or by Kashrus or by Taharas, whatever it may be. There's dinim of a person goes to base midosh for shoigeg. The halachas here are very different. Why is that the case? Furthermore, we find over here, there's an element over here of choymer that we don't apply anywhere else. For example, let's take a very chomor din, Shabbos. Shabbos is very chomor. The person does it b'mezid, his chayv nisus based din. It's a very, very chomor. It's a very stringent din. But there's a halachas to it that we find that if a person does a real act on Shabbos, he's actually done a chilul Shabbos within the toitzor, within the product, the conclusion of the act is actually brought to chilul Shabbos, he is not chayv anything. That's a din called misasik. Now guys, for example, a person is walking and he sees in the Rishus HaYochid, in his garden, he sees tomatoes lying on the floor. You all know what tomatoes are, yeah? Okay. Tomatoes, yeah, okay. Yeah? Tomatoes, yeah? You've got tomatoes lying on the floor. Yeah? And so he picks it up, and he doesn't realize that those tomatoes are actually connected to a little bush underneath. So he had absolutely no intention to do toilet, he had no intention to disconnect them. But in Maisa, he did it. He had absolutely no intention to do the melacha. Not that he forgot it was Shabbos, or never realized that this melacha is. He had no intention whatsoever to pick up this tomato. And he did. The halacha is, on Shabbos, he's not even chayv a korban. It's misasik. Misasik means no intention, nothing was caused, he's absolutely fine, he's done no malacha b'chlal. He picked it. He picked it, and the maisi disconnected it. Yeah, he maisi disconnected it. Yeah? In that case, there's little misasik, is not chayv whatsoever. Not so. In a case of a person who... Yes. He thought he rolled out of the fridge. He thought the tomato rolled out of the fridge. He thought it was a detached tomato. And he picked it up and it was attached. Right? So he detached it by his action. But he had no intention to do it. That's misasik. In a case of a Ir Miklot, a person has absolutely no intention whatsoever to kill somebody. None. He's fixing his sukkah. And the hammer, the top falls off and he kills somebody. There's no din of misasik there. He's a hoyrig b'shoigeg. He gets din of shoigeg. Why is there no din misasik in that situation? If he had intention to kill and he killed in a different kind of a way, that's already different gemaras. Yeah, he intended to kill a godly, and he killed a cotton, or cotton, he killed a godly, Yisrael. But he had no intention to kill whatsoever. He was hammering, he was fixing his sukkah roof. So why is a no din misasik? Why is he chayiv godless? Why is he chayiv to go to Ir Miklot? Let's go furthermore. Let's add what kind of punishment he actually does get. You have to understand this. Let's take a figurehead, a major leader in a community. This guy has everything. Yeah, he's a finance minister, right? He's not a banker. He's a finance minister. He is running the finances of the entire country. He is a geschmacker person. He's on every board in town, every board. You name it, the schools and the shuls and the mikvahs and the day camps and the chai lifeline, everything. He is the head of the everything. He's a father, he's a grandfather, he's an uncle. Absolutely wow, okay? He is, b'li ein hara, a wealthy man, he's a well-connected man, he's a well-liked man, yeah? And what he's doing is, he's accomplished, he's doing everything well. He's putting up his sukkah, right, with his kids, and he doesn't check the hammerhead as well as he should, and it flies off, and he kills the next door neighbor's 7-year-old child. What happens to this person? What happens to this person? So he has to go to the Ir Miklot. Now, let's understand this. He runs to a place, he's a city boy, you know, he's living it up, right? I don't mean to offend anybody, but he has to run to Ir Miklot. It probably looked like Tifrach. Lovely place, Tifrach. I mean, nothing, but it looked like a little one-eye town. Yeah, it doesn't have the modern facilities. It's a very frum moshav. You been to Tifrach? No? Well worth a visit. Yeah, very nice moshav, very nice. A lot of very good people living there. Tzadikim, Tamei Chachamim, Bnei Levi. But he's not living a city life. He is a refugee. He's living there, disconnected from his family. He can no longer go back to his job. And the halacha is, he's got to run for his life. He's got to run for his life. He's got to run for his life. In other words, if he steps 1 foot out of that place for 1 minute, then he's finished. The Goel Adam has a mitzvah to kill him. Everyone else can kill him. He's away from his family. He's away from his shul. He's away from Dafi Yoy Mishra. He's away from his golf club. He's away from everything. He's stuck in his one-eye town. Yeah, he's stuck there. There's nothing he can do. He comes there, and somebody recognizes him and says, "Psh, wow, Mr. X. Oh, what a school. So we have, can I give you an aliyah? Shlishi or shishi, what would you like?" So you have to say, "I'm very sorry, thank you very much for offering me this." But you have to say, "You should know I'm a Ritzeach B'Shoigeg, and I don't deserve any honor whatsoever." He has to say that. "Can I be mechabit to say it v'atoyah v'ashal shudas?" "I would love to, but you should just know Ritzeach B'Shoigeg, and I don't deserve any kovet." If they want to say, "Okay, Apple PK," they can give him kovet, but he has to clearly say, "No, this is who I am." Now, how long is he stuck in this one-eyed town for without his family and business and everything else and can't leave? It really depends how old this Kohen Gadol is. Maybe they've got this very young Kohen Gadol, healthy as a horse, right? He is 7 years old, and he is as unbelievable, yeah, and he's an athlete, a world athlete, and he is a Kohen Gadol. This guy is already in his 50s. What is the chance of him outliving his Kohen Gadol? Absolutely none, right? Absolutely none. So he's stuck in that place. Life does not look that great for this chap. It really doesn't. Even if he outlives him, he cannot leave the Ohr Miklot until the Kohen Gadol dies. He gets buried in the Ohr Miklot, inside the Ohr Miklot. Eventually he gets taken out and put outside. Yeah? Now, not only that, even if he outlived the Kohen Gadol and he went back to his job, the halacha is he can't take any position that originally he had that was a prestigious position. He has to get been kicked off all the boards. He has to be kicked off all the vadim of the rabbonim. He is down. He is a regular person. The halacha is he cannot go back to any matzav of shurora. That's it. Now, this guy, again, he left a family. He left a society. He left a home. He left a business. He's stuck in his one-hour town for indefinite periods of time. He cannot leave. If he leaves, he can be killed at any second. No holidays, no vacations, no weekends off, nothing. How long is he in there? Who knows how long he's in there? Depends how long the Kohen Gadol decides to live, right? He can't go out there unless, even if he dies, he can't go out unless the Kohen Gadol dies. Once he's in there, there's no covered. When he goes out, there's no covered. You know what he did? He spoke on his mobile phone when he was driving. he spoke on his mobile phone when he was driving, and he didn't notice his little kid running between the cars. He slammed on his brakes, but it was too late, and he killed this kid. What's it his fault? All that terrible, terrible Einish.
Yes.
Terrible Einish. So it was careless. But he didn't mean to kill him. He had no intention to kill him. And he has to go through his terrible, terrible, all this Einish just because he did such a thing.
Einish.
What's that?
Enormous Einish.
It's enormous Einish. It's disproportionate almost. Yeah, a person regular Shogeg, he brings a Chatos, brings an Oshom. But he has to go through, his life is ruined. His life is ruined. It's very chashuv. It's very neshama is very, very chashuv. But what's the concept behind this? Why do we not reckon this as a misasik like anything else? Why is a misasik a cholat terakula everywhere else? He didn't mean to do his act, so he didn't mean to do it. So he's potter. Why over here? You're right. He did a terrible thing. The chal shabbos also a terrible thing. But he's a misasik. He did nothing. Over here, we look at him and throw at him a book and give him an unbelievable oynish for something that he did. What's the idea behind this? So Reb Neventhal brings in the Nesivus, and it's a gvaldig lomish in the Nesivus. The Nesivus, Amishba brings it. He says as follows. He says, you know, there's a halacha of bali roi bali motze, right, by Pesach. The halacha is to own or see any chometz that belongs to you in your home during Pesach. Now, what's the case? The Gemara brings out. What's a halacha if a person had no idea that the bag, that the carrier bag, you know, the makolet bag, that is sitting inside his machzan that he didn't sell for Pesach, has inside there chometz gomel. He has a bag of yeast inside there, okay, which is okay. Yeah, has a bag of pretzels inside there. He never knew. He thought it was in a bag. It was in a shoe bag. He thought it was his daughter's shoes, and inside there is a bag. He had no intention whatsoever. None intention whatsoever. If he knew it was chometz, he would have rather got rid of it. But he didn't get rid of it, and he didn't sell his chometz. Wasn't about the chometz. There's no dimis asik in that case. There's no dimis asik. I never knew as a malach. There's no dimis asik. Why not? And the guy is chayv bali roi bali motze. Why not? So it makes a lomdish difference. And listen carefully. Beautiful. This is the nesivus. He says this. He says, if you are trying to punish a person for the maisa that he did, for the action that he did, then misasik, you can't punish him. In other words, on Shabbos, you punish a person for the action that he did. If you pick this tomato be'isa with intent, with a mazid or a shregeg, then you're chai for the action that you did. If it's not misasik, if I didn't have any intention to do that at all, then the halacha is the action, you're not chai for that action. Fair enough? However, when it comes to bali roi bali motza, the issa is not I have to not buy chometz, I have to not own chometz. The issa, the chiv of bali roi bali motza is to ensure that any chometz you have is not in your rishus. The mitzvah is to ensure that you have no chometz. That is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is not that if you have chometz, the mitzvah is to ensure that you have no chometz. And therefore, if a person didn't ensure that they had no chometz, proof of the pudding is that the bag of pretzels is in his machzan, yeah, then he has not fulfilled the mitzvah. Because the issa is not to have the chometz. The chiyuv of bali roi is to ensure that I do everything possible to make sure that the chometz is not in my rishus. If the chometz is in your rishus, you failed. The din of hoyrig b'shoigeg, the chiddush over here is, says Reb Neventhal, the chiddush over here is, there's no din misasek by killing somebody b'shoigeg. Because if you look at the act itself, maybe it is misasek. Maybe if it's all about not killing that person, then it could be that I didn't kill him because it was misasek and I had no intent to kill him. But the Torah is mechayev you, when it comes to reading b'shoigeg, to make sure to every single thing you could possibly do to make the environment around you safe, that nobody is killed. That is this mitzvah. The mitzvah is to value an individual, to appreciate what a Jew is, to realize what society you're living in, and to make sure that chas v'chalila, nothing will ever happen through you that somebody will be killed. And therefore, if at Maisa somebody did die, then you have not fulfilled this mitzvah. In fact, you have totally thrown this mitzvah out of the thing, because you have not done everything necessary to ensure this mitzvah is done. because if you did, this person would never have died. You'd never spoken in mobile phone. You would have driven very, very carefully if you see cars parked one next to the other. And therefore, it's not about the act that you did. It could be, if you look at the act, it's misafsik, it's a shoygeg, you're not so chomel. The Torah over here is giving a whole new class of what a person should be aware of. Value Jewish life. Value who a Jew is. Make sure that the environment around you is safe, that nothing terrible, chalila, will happen through your actions. If something happened through your actions, you failed. And if a person failed, they deserve to get punished for that action because they've totally taken this act and thrown it away. What I'd like to say, he says an interesting chiddush. He says that if a person said, you know what, I was driving down the Kvish Echad from Yerushalayim, Tel Aviv, and I was driving 150 kilometers an hour, and just missed the car, Baruch Hashem. Oh, Baruch Hashem, nothing happened. Right? He says, not true, nothing happened. You are over an issa of making sure that nothing unsafe is done through you. And you did something unsafe. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu saved you, Baruch Hashem, that you weren't killed and didn't kill anybody else. But you did something wrong. If you have a car that a kid is strapped into the back, you are over something wrong. Not Baruch Hashem, the police never caught me. There's something wrong, entirely wrong with what's going on over here. He brings over here a story that he brings of Rishayim Zalman. Yeah, Reb Neventhal had told me Rishayim Zalman. And after Rishayim Zalman was nifta, a story came out that there was a certain young driver who took Rishayim Zalman and another Talmud on a trip, and he was driving very, very quickly, and he smashed into a small wall, and brought nothing terrible happened. And the story goes that Rishayim Zalman waited for the Talmud to go out, and he told off this driver. So Nevinson heard about the story and said, "Chos of a sheker, I want to speak to this person." He phoned up the sick. "I want to find out about this story." He said, "Mutzum shiapel atzmi b'tzayich kivshon ha'esh." Better for a person to jump in himself into a fire, but when it comes to other people, and a person is endangering other people by not telling off this driver in front of his friend, and endangering the driver's life by not telling off in front of his friend, that Rav Shem Zahn would never, ever have not done that. And he found out the story, Lehoivle Nivra, it never started. He did tell him off in front of his friend, the whole different story completely. When he's dealing over here with human life, when he's dealing here with valuing the society that you're in, and all, that the safety is to make sure, chas v'chalila, you value it in a way that you don't in any way compromise the safety, then by doing so and compromising that is why you get the oinish. What I'd like to just add and finish off the shir is saying that is why this person's life is completely ruined. Every level of society must spew him out. He can't live in the same place. He can't get the cover. He can't have any power or position whatsoever. Because a person who doesn't appreciate human life, he doesn't appreciate the value of a Jew, has no right to be at any position of power or position of running anything. Because chas v'chalila, it corrupts. He's a corrupted person to an extent. And therefore, who knows how far it can go? Who knows how far that can go? And that's why he can't get covered here. He can't get covered here, and he can't get covered, and he can't go back to covered, because this person ultimately has proven himself that he does not value enough other people. And therefore he gets spat out by society, and he has to do tshuva. And of course tshuva helps, and of course that's what it's all about. But Rabbeinu Shlomo should all help us. Everyone should be safe. Everyone should look out for other people. And the Ezra Hashem, we should chalila chalila not enter ourselves or our family or other people around us into the levels where we compromise the value and the appreciation we have for human life.
One second.